Hi, it's David Oakes. Welcome to the show, Visionary Fundraising. Today, we're continuing to talk about why people give and give largely. Today's topic, when they don't believe they won't give. It's a wonderful day for you to have tuned in. Welcome. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. When they don't believe they won't give. I'm reading through Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, second edition by Gerald Panis, an amazing, wonderful book. Yes, I highly suggest you go out and get it. And in chapter 3, he takes off on the value that when donors don't believe they won't give. People have to believe in what you're doing. To those people who make a really large gift to you, to your organization, there has to be this unswerving belief in the objectives and the mission of your organization. No single factor rates higher than this. Nothing else is of greater consequence. This takes value, takes precedence over everything. If someone does not believe, have an unswerving belief in what you're doing, they will not give a large gift. No matter how tantalizing the project, no matter how persuasive the caller, no matter how distinguished the organization, Jerry says, an indefatigable belief in the work and role of the organization is absolutely essential. People have to believe in what you're doing and how you're doing it. People don't give to you. They give to their values. They give to their mission. You just happen to join in on their mission. That's why storytelling is crucial. Listen, making announcements is not storytelling. I spend chapters on that in my book. You cannot just make announcements. I'm going here. I'm going there. We minister to 1,000, to 100, to 5,000. Here's what we've done. That's not a story. Those are just announcements. Not that you shouldn't make announcements, but listen, you have to tell stories for people to see themselves inside of what you do. They will write themselves into the stories that you tell if you tell them well. Edwin Whitehead, another million-dollar giver, started Technicon Corporation. He said, "I don't care who calls on me. The mission is first. If I don't identify with their mission, if they don't come across about their mission in a way that I can identify with, I'm not going to give." Whitehead looked for their long-term goals, but first and foremost, he says, I have to identify with their mission. These are people that Gerald Panis interviewed. He interviewed 50 people who gave at least $1 million, gave million-dollar gifts to organizations. He went and interviewed them and the people who solicited and got those gifts, and he found out, why did you give? And the number one thing that they all said to him, if we don't believe in their mission, it doesn't matter how nice the person is, even how good the work they do. If it's not in our wheelhouse, if it's not our mission, we won't adopt it and we won't give largely. Roberta Durie, she looked over the projects that she and her husbands could have supported. These are multi-million dollar givers. Born in Greece, there's no lack of programs for them to give to. They were very wealthy, very generous, but they said it's vital. We only give to the things that the missions that we wholeheartedly agree and believe in. And they gave substantial million-dollar gifts to the American College of Greece. W. Clement Stone, another multi-million-dollar giver, said, I'm eager to support organizations that have the same kind of mission I do. What? People with money have their own mission. And if your mission agrees with their mission, if your values are their values, they are looking for the privilege of significantly helping you get down the road. Leo Roon, another multi-million dollar giver, he said, I don't give. It's inconceivable that I would give largely unless I believe strongly in that institution, that organization, as its mission. And he says, I might make a small donation if a friend or a member of my family was involved, but I have to find something compelling. Compelling is a big word. I have to find something compelling in their program and their objectives if I'm going to give significantly. Significant gifts are not made to insignificant projects, nor to organizations who have a mission that are not in harmony with donors who have the capacity to change your life. Marianne McDonald's father founded Zenith Radio, multi-million dollar family. They give millions and millions. But she said, Marianne says, there has to be an equality, a congruence before she'll make a large gift. And then Gerald quotes her as saying, there is nothing that can move me to making a large gift if I don't believe in the mission of the organization and its significance. She gave millions and millions and built the McDonald's Center for Substance Abuse on the campus of Scripps Memorial Hospital. For those organizations who have a compelling mission, there are people out there with more than enough money to change your life. That's why, just before we go, at the end of the show, that's my thought, but that's why you want to spend the time working through what are the values. And you don't need to have dozens. Well, we just got dozens. We care about everything. No. When you care about everything, you care about nothing. Boil those values down to just 3 or 4 or 5, maybe 6. You don't need dozens. Find that 1 or 2 values that push your organization forward. And the donors that hold those values as their mission in life, there's no end to what they won't give in their time, talent, and treasure to help you accomplish it. Your values, you need to work on your one-liner. When somebody says, hey, what do you do? What does your organization do? And you fumble around, bumble around, and you never say the same thing twice. Listen, spend the time. I put so much energy to this in my book. You need a one-liner that is compelling. And you never start off telling people what you do. There's a secret to doing a good liner. Get my book and you'll see. You want to be very articulate about your mission, because if you are, or the more that you are, the more money you're going to get. Okay, that's the show for today. So glad you tuned in. Check back in on the next show. We're going to keep talking about why people give to help you change the world. See you next time.